Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Funk moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. McManus reaches second base with a double. Funk scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and has McManus trapped. There's the throw to Sewell, who throws back over to Lind, who tags McManus for the out. Gehringer scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk bunts towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Averill moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rogel. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Sewell scores. Averill scores. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves all the way to home. It's 5-2, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hodapp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoedap scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Geringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Akers now playing third base. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hoedap is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sewell. Akers moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Akers scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. John Stone pinch hits for Art Herring. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.